ကစားတာခင်ကြီးကတော့ခင်ကြီးကငေးချုံကိုကိုရှေကစားချန်ချူစင်ကြီးကိုရှေဒီစားဒါလမ်ကြီးသွားနဘဆုံစီဒါငေးချုံကျန်စမြန်တဲ့ကတော့ဆုံနေရောဒီစားဒါခင်ကြီးကငေးချုံရှေရောကစားတာဒီရောလမ်ကစားချန်ချူစင်ကြီးကိုရှေချေဒါနေတဲ့အခါကျတော့ဒါလာကတော့ကရချေကိုလည်းလမ်နေတဲ့အခါကျမန္တရှာစားဒီဝဒီဝဒီကိုလည်းဒုံဟာဒီကိုကိုမရောဒီစားဒီနေ့ဇံဒီဝရောလားဒီဝဒူပြီးကထပ်ဒီကရဲစမ္မတန်ထာဒီကနစ်တန်ချ 나보 미중 공고레스 시르와다 지자 미중 공 미중 공고레스 지자다나 미중 공바 잠기 안에 탈바 토투그레디나 산제 고반데 토야라 안쿠론 카르고스네 예 잔주셈 공고레스 지자 랑아시에 미중 잔주셈 마고바 지 미중 지부 공데바이나 안에 랑니 디기두야라데 디고르데 샹셈젠 탐제레 판도 개침부지 투야디 용고 말레스 Dine Gachimbochi Tubala, Najaju Simkongore, Sage. Oh, Dine Shesha, Danja, Najaju, Niju, Danju Sim, the Gans Gongore, Lavio de Casanga de Dambo, and Kovalia, and Leda Numo, Kovacati, and Kova de Lia, Ningbo Minu, Sambig, Kovale, Guin, some Dandu, the Kovale, Nuai Gudicaresina, Leda Numo, but Nidresha, that Leda Numo, Nipunpi, Pumpa, Pangu, some. Dele Taugudu, Jesus, that lingy led a new mob of a bung by the Tokudu, Tarva Tokudu, and be some of the dying of the Nijungum Danishi, Roa. Now, the nigger Tarva Tokudu, the day on the wrong said Jigre, Shan, Simja, Tam Jeda, Tarva Toko, Jigwari, Jesa, Mount Shaza, Simja, Tamjig, Dundalana, Tarva Toko, Jesus, Simja, Tamjig, Dunu, and then Simja Tamjeda, and Tamjig to Sanjo Kupan Toba Jigins, and which I just same Jiwa. Dijewala da maashe jinjin jinzo ane yuwaan jamba lhasan namda sehde kiyeche dine manzu ki dine semjia tamjitun sanyokopa toba jiyi sembe sambo di janju sem gomche ane manzu nini nini liya ane dine ki gomshi chaya da lochong goya di ane jiechimbo liya seh da khasan kini sehde di dirwa dangzo
Anand, yeah. So good morning. And over the previous couple of days, we've looked at two of the three principal aspects of the path. We started by looking at, firstly at definite emergence, and then yesterday we looked at bodhicitta. With all of us here, we are the same in having a wish to experience happiness and not experience any problems or difficulties at all. In other words, the happiness we wish for is a lasting and stable happiness, but this is a type of happiness we are yet to experience. So what technique can we apply so as to achieve this long-held desire? So firstly, we need to develop the mind of definite emergence. But this mind of definite emergence, though, can only lead one as far as to the state where one is liberated from suffering. It cannot lead one to the state of Buddhahood, the state where all faults have been completely eliminated and all good qualities completely developed. For that state, the state of Buddhahood, to be achieved, then in addition to definite emergence, the mind of bodhicitta is required. And how does one then develop bodhicitta? So this should follow the development of the mind of definite emergence, in that the understanding that one has developed that led to the arisal of definite emergence, one then applies that understanding to the situation of others. So how does one then go about the meditation? So we have the various, we've looked at the meditation in some detail, but in brief then the steps are to start out by seeing the faults of cyclic existence, by meditating on the different types of suffering, and coming to see how cyclic existence or the experience of samsara is pervaded by suffering. And this then should lead to the deep understanding that samsara itself has no essence, it has no true value or meaning or anything worth, that is ultimately worth striving for. So that would be the first part. And then the second is, once we've now come to understand the nature of our the nature of our situation, we then look for the causes of why we are stuck in the situation. And then we see that we remain bound in cyclic existence due to the contaminated karma that we ourselves have accumulated due to our own afflicted minds, our own destructive emotions. So this then gives us a clear understanding, these first two steps, of what our situation is and why we are in this situation. Then this leads to a wish of wanting to be liberated from the sufferings of samsara. And this then leads to the development of the mind of definite emergence, the mind that definitely wants to emerge from suffering. And then when we develop this to the extent that we are striving for liberation from suffering, to attain the state of liberation or nirvana, this is the mind of definite emergence. So that would be the third step. And then fourthly, comes the meditation on bodhicitta. Now we take this understanding and we see that this isn't something unique just to ourselves. It's shared by the situation of being trapped within psychic existence due to contaminated karma and afflictions is something that is shared by all suffering sentient beings. And all sentient beings like us have a wish, a longing for lasting happiness. So thinking like this regenerates minds of love and compassion for others. And then we intentionally start to generate bodhicitta within ourselves by meditating first on equanimity, then seeing the relationship we have with others, by seeing how since beginning in this lifetimes we have always had a mother, and since our lives are beginningless, we have a relationship of parent and child with each and every being. Then we reflect on the kindness that beings have shown us, not just in the parent-child relationship, but in all relations. And we see this close relationship we have with others, the kindness they've shown us. This leads to the wish to repay the kindness, and when that arises powerfully, we progress to the minds of generating love and compassion, like we heard yesterday, to the point where the mind of special intention arises within us. And this mind is the mind that takes responsibility for others, takes responsibility for others attaining a state freed from suffering, a state of lasting happiness, the same state that we are striving for. Then how to bring that about? Well, it's only a Buddha who has the complete qualities and eliminated all faults and is thereby able to guide beings in the most skillful of ways. So therefore, we, for the sake of becoming the most skilled guide to be of benefit to others, we commit to striving for Buddhahood. And this then is the mind of bodhicitta. And then this mind of bodhicitta, like the mind of definite emergence, these need to be cultivated in meditation repeatedly over a sustained period. And gradually, as we develop familiarity and habituation to these minds, we will see them arise more readily within us and abide for longer periods, and thereby have an impact on the way we interact with others and the way we deal with life's events.
Mm-hmm. ただね、あの、じゃあ、ジュセムね、かぜ、シュクチェ、ヨヤギ、ギュディ、ギュディ、カレラね、ジャンバダ、ニチ、ニチティケ、ね、ビネ、かぜ、シュクチェ、ナ、ジャンジュセムで、シュクチェ、トゥルラロア。じゃあ、あの、ニチゴミャレ、ジ、セムジャン、ドゥアダ、ダナ、サムジチブ、サムタンデネ、ジ、ニチコラ、サムジャン、ドゥアダ、ダナ、サムサムコラ、ニチロワダ。で、ジャンダ、ジュムジャン、カヤ、サムディ、ジ、ジャンヤ、サムデネ、トゥス、カルソレ。
ジザンソソルヤ、デネゲソボルマスネナズダングエナ、シャンダルヤマスウベネ、シャンダルナズダングド、ナズダングオレス。ジザンチバレ、ジザンデネゲソソルゲソボルヤマチャ、ジギメチバダ、メネジザンデネゲマスウベナズダングド、ディギムチェンジェジェ、ソソルマスネナズダングエナ、シャンダルヤマスウベネ、シャンダルナズダングド、ナズダングオレス。ジザンソソルヤ、コンラサペ、コンラサネ、ソソルコンサヨンド、
So, 냠묘체 디도네 시알야 나지오나 삼탄고레스 다소소리 콘도다 뇽모티에디 소소리 강아까지 티 소소리 하고로 와다 제나 소소리 하고 냠묘여 시알야 데네키네 강아 티도 티요레 제산 강아 티고레스 데네게 삼탄고레스 제자 데네 삼나 김제 삼타베네 김제 망고 삼타네 데네 누마데 아세다 누마 자고 쓴비 니지디 슈체리그레 제레
And also then, as we heard yesterday, the strength of the mind of bodhicitta depends on the causes of the strength of the preceding minds of love and compassion. The stronger we generate love and compassion within ourselves, the stronger the resulting mind of bodhicitta will be. So the mind of compassion, again as we heard yesterday, is the mind that wants all sentient beings to be free from suffering. This wish that we can cultivate in meditation, but the mere wish of wanting others to be free from suffering, this is on its own, it's insufficient. It's just this mere wish wanting others to be free from suffering is something that can be generated quite easily. But one needs to take this mind, this wish, this mind of compassion, this mind wishing others to be free of suffering, and develop it to a far stronger level, to have an actual powerful impact on our way of thinking, and thereby our way of acting. And so, how then to make the mind of compassion stronger within us? This comes down to meditating on suffering. The stronger we understand the suffering that sentient beings are experiencing, the stronger the compassion will arise within us. So if we meditate on the various types of suffering and come to see not only how samsara is pervaded by suffering, but how sentient beings experience their individual samsaras are pervaded by suffering, we see how suffering continues to befall not just sentient beings as a group, but as individuals. The compassion will arise more and more strongly within us. Then lastly, at the end of our class yesterday, I mentioned a quotation from the Buddha where Buddha said, "You are your own enemy. You are your own protector." So the meaning of this quote again is that the meaning of "we are your own enemy" is can be likened to if we were to take a thorn and stab ourselves, it's clear our own actions cause ourselves to suffer. So this is an understanding that we need to come to and to see that that is not the case only for us but for all beings. For each and every being, they are their own enemy and they are their own protector. So we can take this then to in the realms of what we're trying to do here and look at our mind. So when we respond to a situation with anger, then at that moment while we're angry, we clearly are unhappy. We have this, our mind is dominated by the mind of anger, and we clearly at that time are unhappy. And whilst this mind of anger is strong within us, we are likely to take it out on others, including those that we are emotionally close to, and cause harm and suffering in their lives as well. And this situation there is likened to being you are your own enemy. And this isn't something unique to any one of us. This is shared amongst ordinary beings. So all beings harm themselves in the same way. Through their own afflictive minds, they cause themselves unhappiness and suffering. So what we are trying to do here is take our own experience and apply it to others. If we take another illustration, if you have experienced a particular illness, then it's much easier thereafter to have empathy or compassion for someone else struck down by that same illness, because you have experience of that. So what one's trying to do here, to generate stronger compassion, this comes about from understanding the suffering that sentient beings are experiencing, and understanding the suffering that sentient beings are experiencing in fine detail. And that, the power of that preceding understanding, so we want to generate strong compassion within us, this for strong compassion within us for the suffering of sentient beings, this comes about from understanding in detail the suffering that sentient beings are experiencing. That in itself comes about from understanding the suffering that we ourselves are experiencing. So that is the sequence from definite emergence through to bodhicitta. So in other words, the more one meditates on suffering, the stronger the compassion will arise within ourselves. And we start with this, understanding the suffering we are experiencing, and then we apply that to others. And the more effectively we apply that to others, the stronger the compassion will be for others. Reminding ourselves then of the verses that we looked at yesterday afternoon, that we saw that in order to generate, so as to generate strong compassion within ourselves, we reflect on the situation of sentient beings, that they are being carried away by these four rivers, and at their root they are bound by the ignorance, the afflicted mind that is ignorance of true grasping. And through these four rivers and ignorance of true grasping, then they accumulate karma, and they accumulate non-virtuous karma. And when this non-virtuous karma ripens, it can only ripen in suffering experiences. So this is the situation that all sentient beings find themselves in. So when mind such as attachment arises, or mind such as anger arises, it's not just that in that moment one's mental peace is lost, but negative karma is created from the arisal of those minds, or even the acting out on those minds. And then we've had the afflicted minds arise, we've accumulated negative karma, and from negative karma further suffering is experienced. And it's in this way that all beings, ourselves and others, remain trapped within cyclic existence, bound in cyclic existence, continue to circle in cyclic existence. So as we heard yesterday afternoon, reflecting in this way is a method to generate powerful compassion within ourselves.
And Just not Jim Mavas, your ass, just a deep on with deep mapa in the Tabato to your maras. Nijun Gadio Gomba in a deep on matum, not Tabato to Maras. Just not the Nigi, deep on go in the Panjago to a deep on go, yes, that bungo egg, so deep on to get that it is Nyomoba, 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 say you take it, so doesn't marry, but deep on it, so did his work down the Mavas already.
As we've heard here, the cause of the primary cause of us remaining bound within the suffering realms of samsara is our mind that is the ignorance of true grasping. It's from this ignorance of true grasping that all the other merit afflicted minds arise, such as attachment. This comes from the ignorance of true grasping, as does anger, as does pride, as does harmful intent. And then from these minds, negative karma is created from their mere presence or from physically acting under their influence or engaging, speaking under their influence. So this negative karma that we accumulate comes from the presence of these afflictive minds, and the root of all these afflicted minds is this ignorance of true grasping. So this is what must be eliminated. Because if this root cause is not eliminated, then the causes that keep us bound within cyclic existence will continue to follow, continue to be accumulated. There cannot be any liberation unless there cannot be liberation from suffering unless this root cause of suffering is eliminated. And if one cannot attain liberation, then of course one cannot attain full and complete enlightenment either. So no matter how strong a mind of definite emergence arises within oneself, or one generates within oneself, there can be no liberation from suffering unless that cause of the suffering is eliminated. So no matter how strong one's wish is to be free from suffering, unless the cause of the suffering is eliminated, one cannot be freed from suffering. So therefore, there is no choice but to abandon, to eliminate this ignorance of true grasping. Yesterday we heard about these four powerful rivers. So the four powerful rivers in this context are the river of attachment, or maybe the river of desire, and secondly the river of existence, thirdly the river of views, and fourthly the river of ignorance. So the first one then, the river of desire, or maybe the river of attachment. So the river of attachment then, this refers to most of the afflictions that afflict us within the desire realm. So we can think of anger, we can think of attachment, we can think of pride, miserliness, mind of harmful intent, etc. Most of the vast array of afflictions are included within this first river, the river of attachment. What is excluded is the afflicted minds of ignorance. And the second one, the river of existence. So this then refers to the most of the afflictions in the minds of the beings in the higher realms, in the realms of the form and formless realms. So it refers to their attachments and anger, etc., their afflictions, with the exception of the afflictions relating to views and ignorance. So the first one relates to the desire realm, the second relates to the form and formless realm. The third one then is the river of views. So this refers to the variety of views that beings have, such as wrong views, views relating to nihilism, view not accepting cause and effect, which is one of the wrong views, views relating to existence, etc. So a myriad of different views is included within the third river, that of views. And the ignorance that is in the continuum of all beings, whether in the desire or the form or the formless realms, that ignorance is the fourth river, the river of ignorance. This ignorance that is called here the river of ignorance, through this ignorance, and those beings in the desire realm, all our afflicted minds, such as attachments and anger, arise. And this is the same for beings in the form and formless realms. Through their ignorance, then their afflicted minds also arise. So these four rivers, all four of them, the rivers of attachments, existence, views, and ignorance, these are what are causing our suffering. So these rivers within our mind are what causes us to suffer. And these four are what need to be abandoned in order to attain liberation, in order to attain enlightenment, in order to attain lasting happiness.
Honda de Nuamadaligo Mada, Honda de 지자 콘도 딜레디도 뉴아레 뎌샤 딜레디 키티나 마아레아도 다 이제 기부지 집에 흘러 기부를 주나 거원이불 준비네 뎌샤리 고래 되네 뎌샤리 고 지상한테 레가로 제나 뎌샤 안에 지기 가레이나 지나 뎌샤리에 배마시 레로 기디나 뎌샤는 한 줄 슈 최초로 마바베게 난 유여 바로 최고 콘도 세디 레레 뎌스 갈레카 뎌스 뉴아레 뇨아레 뉴아레 제가 나중에 콘도리에 콘도리에 와서 하람 나중에 뎌스다 하고 두야 책도 와 지난 뎌샤리에 받는 제가 배 숙침볼린 마도 뒤샤리에 와서 나도 시라시라 하고 도움도 와. 제가 뒤샤리에 대해서 레라와래. 제가 개디나 마도 뒤샤리 용도 그래. 콘도 대해서 레라 뜻 뉴아래. 제가 뉴아래. 남아 빵에 매버서에 딜라야. 콘도 매버서에 딜 레라로 챵거래. 레라로 챵. 이 뒤샤 매버서에 대가래 카래. 제가 나중에 뒤에 좀 곰 신내 곰 신내 톱지 안에 삼든지 무신념 죽세대 토요도 누구 콘도 되게 매버서 그래. 콘도 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 매버서 차이다. 콘도 요마지스. 먼저 뒤에 가서 이나다. 주던 수매베 가서 지슬이야. 콘도 세드 균이 요마지 그래. 당하고 뒤에 가서 이나 뒤에 이나 삼대 용어신념 좀 검접 신의 줍. 되네 삼대 용어신념 좀 톱되는 줘로 와. 지슬로 콘도 요마지 그래. 콘도 요마지. 제가 니네 뒤에 요래다. 가서 삼대 용어신념 검베나 뒤에 리고 빵투 요마. 제가 안줄이야. 요야 뒤에 뒤에 망아 리고 그래. 요야 망아 제 콘도 뒤에 요야 뉴아지 그 매바 쇠래 레라디 콘도 매바 쇠 레라지 되게 매바 쇠데 갈래 카와차디 그럼
if we now talking about our situation here as ordinary desire realm beings the affliction that that arises within us the most is the mind of attachment so if we talk about the two primary afflictions of attachment and anger It's really attachment that arises almost continuously within ourselves. Anger, on the other hand, this is much less frequent. But attachment, this is ever-present, a bit strong, but it gives the an idea of the frequency with which attachment is present in our minds. So the obvious times would be when we're happy, we're having a good time, maybe we're with our loved ones or with our friends, then attachment is present in our minds. Or when we're engaging in our work activities, attachment is present in our mind. Pretty much whatever we are doing, attachment is accompanying us. Anger is much, much less frequent and far easier to recognize. Even the subtler levels of anger, such as frustration and annoyance, are much easier to recognize. Attachment, though, this it's difficult to recognize. We'll often not be aware, we'll mostly not be aware of its presence and struggle to recognize it because it has so many fine layers of subtlety and we are so habituated to it. Then similarly, the anger which arises with a much less frequency, this is far easier to abandon than the mind of attachment. So for example, someone who develops the concentration of calm abiding and attains the various clairvoyances, they suppress the mind of anger. They will not experience anger. And with such a mind of the form or formless realm, no anger. That mind of anger is suppressed. However, they still have attachment.
Then to go ahead in Marawa, the Dinisha, the corners I in your
water.
Did he take it? So, Tawa,
So if we look at our own experience to see how this works, if we come across something appealing, whether it's a material object, then an attachment may immediately arise, or it may arise after a little while when we think about the wonderful qualities of this object we've just observed. Or if it's something you've heard about a lot and then we see it, then attachment's likely to arise immediately. And this can happen for things of great value or things in our natural environment, such as seeing beautiful flowers. Then this mind of I want, I like, I want, this arises. Likewise, if we meet someone, then in the first moment, attachment is probably not going to arise if we meet someone new. But if we start to, as the attachment starts to arise from the thought of I want, I like, then the attachment for this person starts to grow within us. So this attachment, it comes so very easily and in so many subtle levels that it's difficult to recognize. Anger, on the other hand, arises far less frequently and is easier to recognize. But anger, this can come in many ways. So it can come from our attachment being unfulfilled, our attachment being blocked or prevented. It can also come due to our views not being agreed with or being accepted. So we can think of either larger philosophical views or political views or views to do with rights. When people disagree with them, certainly anger can arise. Or even, so this is how our anger can come from views. Then anger then also comes from our attachments not being fulfilled. For example, if you and your partner are watching television and they want to watch something else that you would really like to watch, then you get a bit annoyed. So this way, anger can come from our attachment not being fulfilled. It can come from our views not being agreed with.
And then you get new mode bangguena, then you jung gumba some na jinju sem gaze gumba some yit bang to mare, and the carbanguri lamnada, don't you to be sharap comje, don't you to be sharap comje in a dinner, don't you to be sharap comyodu, das in the bang to waters, chisan dasi, mui, nimbodi, don't you to be sharapes, chisanda dasin, dasin maribadi, meva serbaina.
If one does not abandon the ignorance of true grasping, then it's impossible to completely eliminate all the afflicted minds. So therefore, one has to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, because this is the mind that is the direct antidote to the ignorance of true grasping. And if we do develop this wisdom of wisdom realizing emptiness, then we are able to weaken and eventually eliminate the ignorance of true grasping. And when that is done, then all the other afflictive minds no longer will ripen, because the root cause has been completely destroyed. So the root cause of all our afflictive minds, of all our resulting suffering, is the ignorance of true grasping. Without cultivating its antidote, the wisdom realizing emptiness, we have no way of destroying this ignorance of self-grasping. So therefore, it's imperative to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness.
That's
So now we come to the ninth verse. Without the wisdom realizing ultimate reality, even though you have developed definite emergence and bodhicitta, you cannot cut the root cause of cyclic existence. Therefore, strive at the means to realize dependent arising. Let's briefly then look at these four lines. Without the wisdom realizing ultimate reality, or which is just another way of saying without the wisdom realizing emptiness, even though you have developed definite emergence and bodhicitta, you cannot cut the root cause of cyclic existence. So, as we've been hearing, without realizing emptiness, then no matter how strong one's definite emergence is, one will not attain liberation. No matter how strong one's definite emergence and bodhicitta are, one will not attain enlightenment. In order to attain one's goals of liberation from suffering or the attainment of enlightenment, one has to cut the root cause of cyclic existence. One has to realize emptiness. And how to do so? So that then is in the fourth line. Therefore, strive at the means to realize dependent arising. So if through realizing dependent arising, one can then cut the root of cyclic existence, and this done together with minds of definite emergence and bodhicitta, one will realize the goals of liberation and enlightenment. And in order then to realize emptiness, one needs to also have cultivated the minds of calm abiding and special insight. And these two, the wisdom realizing emptiness that is conjoined with the union of calm abiding and special insight, that has the power to completely sever the root of us of cyclic existence.
Mm.
So looking at this fourth line again, therefore strive at the means to realize dependent arising. So we need to meditate on dependent arising, investigate using the reasonings of dependent arising. And if we do this well, then it becomes very easy to realize emptiness. So how does one realize dependent arising? Well, as our motivation to reflect repeatedly on dependent arising, we need to understand that when we come to understand dependent arising well, then it becomes very easy to realize, then one can realize emptiness very well. Without realizing emptiness, one cannot eliminate, as we've just been hearing, one cannot eliminate the root cause of all our suffering, the root cause of remaining bound within the sufferings of samsara. So therefore, in order to realize emptiness, we need to reflect on dependent arising. So then let's look at what is dependent arising. So dependent arising then can be presented in, there are two types of dependent arising, that of cause and effect and that of imputation. So let's look then at the dependent arising of cause and effect. So this relates to all functioning things, all impermanent phenomena. All functioning things, all impermanent phenomena, they come about independent on causes. Because whatever is a functioning thing, or whatever can perform a function, whatever is impermanent, came about due to causes. So for one to experience the result, that result is dependent on causes. And not just usually one cause, but a collection of causes. And these all need to be accumulated in order for the result to come about. So the common illustrations are for a plant to grow, then a seed needs to be planted. But merely planting a seed is insufficient. Further causes are required, such as nutritious soil, heat, water, etc. And then when all the causes have been properly or completely accumulated, then the plant will grow. Or likewise, a child doesn't magically appear. A child is dependent on parents. Independent then on the causes coming together, then the result, a child is produced, a child is born. So this is the first type of dependent arising, that of cause and effect. And this then can be reflected on to a great deal of subtlety, a great deal of depth.
That in it up it in this carfore. Pacho, Tusho, Sashura, Pagi, Ri, Sucho, Ri, Sachura, Pacho, Kamba, Sucho, Kamba, Dele, Dinny, Giva, Karma, Sucho, Kamba, Mena, Pacho, the Kamba, Sucho, Sucho, Dele, Kamba, Mena, Pacho, Panala, Kamba, Sucho, Kamba, Yumarua, Nazi, Kuramena, I, Yonchura, Namena, Yonchura, Sisan, Yunde Marua, Ine, Dugore, Sisan, Dugora. Pacho, Kamba, Ladu, Sucho, Dinny, Pacho, Lagore. Sisan, Sucho, Kamba, Pacho, Dinny, Pacho, Sucho, Chavale. Sisan, Pacho, the men, Sucho, Chayo, Marie, Sucho, Chavala, Pacho, Dinny, Sucho, 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 S Okay. 그 제와 차 찍찍래 띠엔비게 제와디 파 띠네 따고게 따고게 띠엔데레스
Then the second type, that of imputation, dependence arising through imputation. So if we think of near and far, or here and there, so this isn't something that comes about in dependence on causes, this isn't a result that comes about in dependence on causes. Rather, to say something is over there is dependent on being over here. And likewise, if you're pointing to a person over there, that person will not consider themselves to be over there, they will consider themselves to be over here, and you to be over there. So this is a relationship of dependency, because if there was only one person, you wouldn't talk about another person over there, you'd just be you alone. But there are two of you, so now, in dependence on there being another, you can say that person over there. And they would say, this me, I'm over here, you are over there. So this is a relationship of dependency, but dependency through imputation rather than through cause and effect. Another example of this imputation, dependency through imputation, that's easy to understand, is the concept of left and right. So we talk about our left hand and our right hand because we have two, and this one and everything on this side we have learned to call left, and everything on this side we've learned to call right. But that to be able to do that requires having, in this illustration, two arms, two hands. If someone has only one hand, you're not, so let's say they only have a right hand, you're not going to say to them, pick that up with your right hand, because they only have one hand, so you'll just say, pick that up. And likewise, take an animal such as a dog. A dog has one tail, so we talk about the dog's tail. We don't talk about a left or a right tail. But if a freak of nature or a scientist maybe having some fun were to produce a dog with two tails, then we wouldn't talk about the dog's tail. Then we would talk about the left and the right tail of that dog, because now there are two, and we would impute left onto that tail, right onto that tail. So this is a relationship of dependency, because without the one, we cannot call the other. But what are we doing? We're imputing the label left and imputing the label right. So what I've explained thus far is easy to understand. It's a very, these are very coarse examples of dependency to make the concept clear.
Chisa Anita, Anzu Dazin Maribopayala, and Paya Dendigitine, some Tane, Tonyu Torures, Chisa Dinesa, the Ganes Togures, Tony Ganes Togure, Maribaganes, Mepan Togures, and Big Samuel Chungurua.
And so it's important I mention that because you may think, well, what has just been presented, I can understand, it's not very difficult. But how is that going to help me abandon the root cause of all my suffering? How is this mere understanding of I plant a seed and a flower grows, or I have a left hand, therefore I can have a right hand, will that understanding lead to the abandonment of this ignorance of self-grasping?
Mm. Maribas Ganesh do. Does it Mariba dig Ganes Yudi Ganes Zingu do Sampig Zinading and the Lola Chavore? Could Denis Zindu was and Lola Chavore? Denis Zina the Lola Chavaina and then other Tony Chabatis, Tony Daddy, Toyadi Lelayo. Could Zina does it matter Zina Denis Zingu, could Zindu Yudi Denis do us and big Lola Machavaina and the Tony Toyadi Kalaha Chavore, Tony Togo.
The starting point for us to come to eliminate the ignorance of self-grasping is to understand what is the ignorance of self-grasping. So this, it's a mind, and we need to understand that minds have objects. So we need to understand what is the object that appears to our mind that this ignorance of true grasping grasps at. So this is what we need to understand. And when we understand that, we are able to investigate reality. We are able to come to an understanding, or we are able to investigate reality and come to an understanding of emptiness. If we don't know what appears to this mind of ignorance, we have no idea what this mind is grasping at. And therefore, we have no way of eliminating this ignorance of true grasping and realizing emptiness. So therefore, one has to start out by understanding what appears to the mind. Only through that then can one understand what this ignorance, mind of ignorance, is grasping at as true. So we have to understand then this object that appears, which is a mental image, it appears to our mind. This is the starting point, understanding what that is, and then we know what our mind of true grasping is grasping at.
Okay, Jason. Kangpo maje miye le nga samlo nale ya kangpo dine ye subda dine ye che yihung dine ye yoba go dine ye yoba chasang dine samlo nale ya kangpo chasang ju sa dita buku kula dine ye shi suikin sanpe samlo nale kangpo subda chasang du lo lo ya xia wu duwa xia zi ne dine xin ne kangpo suya go zu wu lwa go zu xe en xin ne suya xe en ma su di gablo su su lo lo xia wa na xin qing cha gu di mi du qim ju qi 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 di cha me na ya jia su kyo da ya di ruwa dine dangpo kangpo di suya ba le ya dangpo nga zu kangpo ma su nye le ne Kangpo chasang semen nalwa, kangpo dine suyun semen nalwa, kangpo chasang ajin rup chay uduwa. Rup chay ajin dine xine ya kangpo suyun na yangpo chay. Semen nalwa dine gyune mede ya suyun na suyun tu ya yo maa. Kangpo chasang tu maa rwa.
For example, if we're going to build a home. So before building this building, in a sense, it has already been built. And where? In our minds. We have made a detailed mental plan, and most probably the architect can visualize the house with quite some clarity, know the various measurements and where the various components will go, and have a very clear plan. And this mental image that they have created, this detailed mental plan, this comes about through ensuring that they need to know it in detail, otherwise they're going to have problems when they try and build. And in brief, without making this mental plan, it's not possible to build a home.
Ah, ตัวเช่นนั้นเนี่ยด่าสิ่งที่ตอนนี้ตัวเองก็ด่าสิ่งเจ้าเชี่ยเลยเนี่ยสู้สู้กับสัมมาสู้สู้กับสัมมาดังคนเรื่อยๆแต่สู้สู้กับสัมมาเป็นงานสัมมาเป็นแต่งานตัวเองงานตัวเลยการสัมผัสสังกูสัมมาน่ะเสียเชียวว่าแต่งานขลาสักอย่างงานคงเจอเยอะงานจะโกงเยอะสิงานเสียเชียวว่าแต่ที่ดูสัมมาเด็กงานจะดูสัมมาเด็กงานเสียได้งานงานจะดูสัมมาเด็กงานเสียเชี่ยอย่างเดียวกับละงานจะงานจะจิงกูว่า人比给路远的，俺的干的是多些，干的是南个多些，别上那些当然了。那俺做俺的干的是南个是，干了也没对吧？可能我呢也得不着去南个了，俺是。干了也没对吧？去干了也没对吧？可能我呢住不着，是南个的。第二是那我的了，点不着吧？来过了，点不着吧？第二个干了也没对吧？让我呢住不着吧？那我哪心俺就得多些人对个，真不着吧？你来点钱来过了。 但你们不也遇到的了？啊，这个刚来马头吧，可能俺啊，现在个现在个刚来马头，可能我呢住的吧，经常是能够的。那我那些啊，是别的，那我那些大家来下，是不是人民币的，人民币啊，经过的。第二个人民币的了，电信马里巴是好的，可是电信马里巴，俺给你是，我给你是大国要嘛的，马里巴马多巴的是好的，第二个。
So to understand then what appears to your mind, so first of all objects will appear to our mind, but for the first, amongst the myriad types of objects that we look at, is the I or the self. And we start with this because it's something we are very habituated to. It's an object that we've been aware of throughout this life and others. So this is an object that is said to be much easier to understand first. Once one comes to understand the object of the I or the self first, then one can apply that understanding to other objects. So we have, we want to see then, how does this sense of self, how does the I appear to our mind. So when we think of ourself, or this concept of self appears, how does it appear to our mind? So the way that it appears is that it appears as if it is something independent, or it appears to not be dependent on anything else. Or another way to put it, it appears to be existent from its own side. It appears to be existence by way of its own characteristics. So these are all ways of saying the same thing. The I appears to exist without depending on anything else. It exists inherently, it exists from its own side. So this is how the I appears to us. And this appearance as being independent, as not being dependent on anything else, arising due to its own defining characteristics, this is an appearance of true existence. Then we have a mind that grasps at it, and this is the mind grasping at true existence. So we have an object and then a mind that grasps at the object. This object that we are talking about here is the I. How does it appear truly? It appears. So another way to express true is that it appears to exist in the way that it appears. So the I appears not to exist on I appears not to be dependent on anything else. It appears to exist in the way that it appears to us. So that is the meaning of true. It appears to be true. It appears to exist in the way that it appears. Then we have a mind that grasps at this appearance as being true, so this appearance being correct, as this appearance being real. So this is then the object of a true existence, grasped that by a mind called the mind of true grasping.
That is some danger. Then I'm nga drodu kabla de nga subu le tie che phumbo le tie subu de guye ta che drodu nga dro che sa nga dro de le phumbo le tie ne dro phumbo le ma tie ne phumbo de sha che nga di song kan dro ya du ye sin dro ya mi do a che sa nga ji ge nga subu de le tie che din nga subu de dro se de ne kang ba ni de pha guye ta ne kang ba le ma tie ba che ne nga di dro ya mi do che sa nga se de kang ba le tie phumbo le tie ne pha su dro ya da ane chasana di nga zui pungpo da dingi duwaas chasana dang nga siya di nga nga zui le karasana chiki nga nga zui subu tiki liya an chwe ten ya subu liya kanga gyune me di nga kanga chwe di me ba debu chwe di nga debu yo ya siya da nga debu du siya da tina subu di kanga da subu liya na zui na nga debu mindu siya da chasana subu liya nga debu du mindu siya subu liya tuya di nga chikche ya dang nga zui Subuting Amarva, and I'll begin Kuran Lakwa the Kuran Rivers, and oh, madam, and Dingy Lakwa the Lagrua. Then come by the Kuran Rivers, and oh, come by the Madden Dingy, come by the Amarva, Squad Lagrua. Chisan and to do Chin, Gordia Kuran Rivers, and Dimare, and Amare, and Gorias, you were. Chisan Diniza, Chisan Masia, Di Kara Yore, and I'll support the Kara Yorua, Kara Yorua. Yime, as a mighty parcel dryer, that you tell, Subul do do as a Zulu Madina. Go 대신한테
Listen, look at the, utilize the understanding of dependence arising then in relation to the self or the I. So let's say we are going to go somewhere. So I am going from here to there. So in order to go somewhere, we need to move our body. Without moving our body, we're going to stay here. We're not going to arrive over there. So therefore, for us to go from here to there, for the I to go from here to there, it depends on our aggregates, and particularly in this case, then we can say our body, our physical aggregates. So the sense of I that appears to be independent, not dependent on anything else, well, we can see here a relationship with the body. Because if it didn't rely on the body, if it was completely independent, the I could go wherever it wanted. But it requires a body. So that's in relationship to the physical aggregate and the sense of I. So then the mental aggregates and the sense of I. So if we are saying today, I'm feeling well, this feeling of I being happy, I am feeling well, is dependent on our body being in good shape. Alternatively, if I'm feeling ill or I've got a headache, this is independence on our body not being so good. So here we can see a relationship between the I and the sense of I and the mind and the body. The I then cannot be completely independent because it is impacted on by the body and the mind. And similarly, if we talk about our various bodily parts, so if someone says, this arm, is that your eye? And of course you'll say, no, that is my arm. Because if it were my eye and I were to cut it off and place it over there, that wouldn't be where the eye resides. We'd still think, yeah, it's with our arm now over there. And same with our legs, etc. But yet, this eye that appears so independent requires these bodily parts to function. So the if I wants to go there, it requires the legs to do something. So the legs are not the eye, this is quite clear. But it's the eye depends on the legs, depends on the body, it depends on the mind.
za dine za dina xin che dine ya nga tu nga se di jing ha se de ne ga le gang le ma tu ba de xi jin ba ne gang le ma tu ba xin na ne nga se di ga le dine da de nga se di de xi bu nga tu chen bu ru xi da nga tu chen bu ru wa de za de xi nga se di ne bu chung chung di ya ji de le tue jin nga che se cha ba ru wa ko chung chung me na nga che se ya ma se ya che ba che da chung chung de yang de ni gi nga nye ma gi da chung chung de ya Amale tene kia wales. Amame na nga kia nga meba chaka. Chesa nga se di marangi gyun amale tuyukudu. Chesa amale tuyukudu. Duu tene ya cheba che. Da amige amale kia wale amale tuyukudu wase. Da dene ke amale kia wase mara dene duu cheba cheba na ta nga zu subo na ame nala ya subo la ya chik chung 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 ya chik sam da shorwa. Duu se cha 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 cheba che na dene zawi nga kiese ki shi di kawali gudu se na dene pama nigi kucha dune dene jine ma ama na zhor ma cher cher cha dene nga ama le kye dene kye wale se san dene se nga se di ama le kye ama le tue gudu gyuchi le tue gudu waas se san gyuchi ma de gyu le me gyuchi me wa na de nga yoya mi du se san gyuchi le tue ne zhugudu se be se de nga zu di gyu gyunchi ki dente ki sam da che dan nga zu ki dente sam da du dene ki gyu le tue ba chita ya de de shi nga zu ki gana ya ma tue ba Korang mana tu dia yoba tu di yoba nasi zimbi ke yore sem zimbi samlo di tu nubu cungur tengkor dah dene sam dah nubu cungur tengkor wa.
Furthermore, when we think of the I, we tend to think of how we currently are right now, but we haven't been in this particular state all our lives. We used to be a bit younger, and before that we were even younger and smaller, etc. So to be here in this current state is dependent on this progression from a young child to a teenager to an adult to our middle age or our old age. So we can see this progression of dependency to get to where we are now. And then prior to that was further dependency in that in order to be a young child, we needed to be born. And in order to be a newborn, we required a mother from whom to be born. And we can then, of course, go further back, that in order to be residing in our mother's womb, to growing in our mother's womb, then conception was required. So we needed our parents to come together and to conceive a child. And from that cause, then our mothers became pregnant and we grew in her womb, we were born, and we continue to grow and progress and come to this point. So here we can see dependency of cause and effect in a way that's very easy to understand. But it's the effectiveness of this depends on how clearly we see, how clearly we understand the way that the I appears to us, the sense of self appears to us, as being something truly existent, as being something that is real, not dependent on anything else. And if we can clearly see how the I appears to our mind, then even a very simple understanding of dependency based on cause and effect, such as has just been mentioned, this then serves to weaken this mind that grasps at this appearance of the I as existing truly. It serves to weaken the strength of that grasping.
Mm. Oh, the name is that I'm going to get in your key, shooting Tigida, Gangele, and the Gay, Nijia, Shelia, Nijia, Hoki, Matua, and I'm going to get Nijia, Shucha, Dreadla, to go Kobe, Duma, Dua, Duma, Samda, Duma, Judy Carrella, that Gansi, and to get Tesha control, Maria Maripa, Tesha Sheta, Timusum, Tusum said, Zavitia, Tasa Maripa, they do assembly. The name of the Gay. Then he gave Yomobi one gate, Rangla Yomogena, Gangatevan, Shanley, and Yomogena, Gangatu, Chesan Yomobi, Gangatigor, Pay Ninja, Tati, Yomobi, Meba Suk, two Samyachi, Tati, Yomobi, Meba Suk, Tawadi, Tasimaribas, Chesan, Tasimaribas, Kanichi, Lagudu, Samjedan, to give, did you, and Ah, said, Nah, do, Gala, Tuba, Rangu, and Tutu, Nah, Dinawa, Nashi, do, Tinjay, Tasimaribalagu, to us.
Then
Tidin nga paa su dhruo si di, ane tsubul paa dhugudwaas, tsubu kujyo tanar dhugudwaas. Chisa ane, nga devu du, nga devu mindu siya dile, nga tsubul ya chowa, dhyawa chiyo na nga devu du lagdoos. Chisa nga tsubul ya chowa kanga chiyo nga dunga du lagdoos. Chisa nga se chowa dile dhyo dhigenchi du, tsubul ya dhyo dhigenchi wa. Tidin si dhyo bainza ta, tidin ki dhyo kuyo bainza, ta nga kye se ta amma ta dine, chisa ngu chi le dhyo dhugudwaas. Jesna ta gangla ma tyoba sedi minduas memba ta ko gangla ma tyoba jesha se zimba di notre doas di nordoas ta di notre jeshas jesan sambi o dus jina na di samtai di tenji gi ko samtai di toni le jeba toni to ye gi tap ta tenji gi samta ta de ni she ta di de jaguar o chi cha ro ta ya de ni mu jablo ye ne ga de tenji ko samta ta de ship cha je a ye di ko ma shu ye che ro an da de de And that didn't some daddy show it in age, some daddy, yes, I don't some daddy.
We started out this morning by looking at that in order to give rise to compassion that is of the strength that it can impact, have a sustained impact on our mind and thereby our behavior and our way of thinking, we need to think in great detail about suffering. And the causes of suffering, and take that understanding, first developed in relation to our own samsaric experience, and then apply it to others. And so then, thinking in this way and giving rise to compassion, then giving rise to both the wish, the mind of compassion, as well as the wish to be freed from suffering, to attain liberation from suffering, then we will be wanting to strive wholeheartedly to overcome the root of all our suffering, the cause, the primary cause of all our suffering, which is the ignorance of self-grasping, that one mind from which all our other afflicted minds come, and from these we accumulate the causes to continue to remain bound within the suffering states of samsara. Then we continue to look at what is meant by the ignorance of self-grasping. So this mind that is the ignorance of self-grasping grasps at an object, and it grasps at a phenomenon as existing in the way that it appears. And that phenomenon then, how does it appear? It appears to be truly existent. It appears as if it doesn't exist independent on anything else. It appears to be defined by its own characteristics to be independent. So that is how phenomena appear to us as being existent from their own side. Then our mind of ignorance believes this to be real, believes this to be the case, believes the objects to exist in this way, and grasps at it as such. And this is a mind of ignorance that grasps at true existence. So then we spoke about briefly about how to start to counteract this. So the first point is to understand the appearance of the object, because if we understand how the object appears, we can then start to understand that a mind grasps at it as such. And we start with the object of the self or the I, because this is what we're most familiar with and it's the easiest to understand. And we can, so if we first then see this object of the I, that we accept it, that it appears to us as being independent, as not being existent, as not requiring causes from anything else, but existent from its own side. And then we start to use the understanding of dependent arising to see how this cannot be the case. And we mentioned a couple of examples, such as how our sense of I depends on a body. We cannot move without our body. So the I that has the wish to go over there cannot do so without the body. This body itself was dependent on a number of causes, and such as our growth, such as our birth, such as our parents, etc. Then our I is dependent on our physical aggregate, but also our mental aggregates. So if we say we are happy or we are unhappy, this depends on a variety of causes, a variety of number of minds that have led to the feeling of being happy, or a variety of number of minds led to the feeling of being unhappy. So just thinking in a very coarse way like this about dependence arising, we can see that the sense of I is dependent. It is not something that is independent. It's not something that exists from its own side without relying on anything. So this way that the I appears to us is clearly mistaken. So when we have an understanding of how the I appears, we then understand how we grasp at it, and then we can apply antidotes such as we've mentioned now in terms of dependence arising. And then, if we go through in the sequence, this applying of these antidotes will serve to slowly weaken the strength at which we grasp at objects appearing to exist in the way that they appear. So that's what we've looked at briefly this morning. Well, that's what we've looked at this morning. This afternoon we'll continue to look at dependent arising and in somewhat more detail. Can't you show me a minute, sir? So if you have some questions, then please do ask. Okay, then enjoy your lunch break.